In San Francisco, the torch will be carried by not one, but 80 runners, among them 35 winners of an essay contest and five people handpicked by Mayor Gavin Newsom.
One of those five is Annie Chung, who is president and CEO of Self Help for the Elderly, which is based in San Francisco. She says that she gladly accepted the mayor's invitation to run, and she's also accepted our invitation to talk with us. Hi, how are you?
How are you, Robert? I'm good, thank you.
You excited about being a torchbearer?
Yes, very.
Are you a runner normally?
No, not really. So I'm actually a little bit glad that the distance won't be that long.
It's just a few miles and 80 people. Do you know how far you're going to run and how much security you'll have with the torch, given what's happened elsewhere?
I think as of yesterday, we were going to run only about maybe 250 meters. But this morning, there were some discussions about even shortening that.
Was that out of concerns for security or what?
Yes, because I think this morning's paper said that some of the protesters might do some more civil disobedience. We don't know what that means, so probably for safety's sake, maybe the route is controlled a little bit more.
I understand that you were born in Hong Kong.
Yes, born and raised in Hong Kong.
Do you agree with the anti-China protests that have caused such a stir so far elsewhere?
You know, I believe that everyone has the right to protest and express his or her own opinion. But this torch relay is part of a bigger tradition. And definitely the Olympics belongs to the world and not just one single country. So I hope that the protesters will be able to express their opinions in a very peaceful manner so that the tradition of the Olympic torch could continue to symbolize really world peace and sportsmanship.
And for people who have been especially concerned and disturbed by what they've read or heard about protests by Tibetans and the Chinese government's response to those protests, what do you say?
I abhor violence, Robert. And, you know, whether the part on China's part or on the protester part, anytime violence takes place, the cause itself, I think, is a little bit compromised. So I hope that China will be able to sit down with Dalai Lama and the Tibetan people and really engage in conversation about how to bring about more progress, you know, to Tibet. But at the same time, I hope that the protesters will not take this Olympic as an opportunity to forward their agenda at the expense of a lot of athletes who have been working so hard to try to compete in the August Olympics.
Well, back to tomorrow's events. Have you done anything in particular to practice or to prepare for your role as a torch bearer? One of course, dozens, but one of those in San Francisco.
I will try to hold on to the torch, Robert, number one.
Probably a good idea.
Yes. And I think if we are to run or walk the 2.5 blocks, I should be able to do it. I'm relatively fit.
Good, I'm sure. Well, Annie, thanks a lot for talking with us. And
thank you, Robert.
We'll see you tomorrow. Annie Chung is president and CEO of Self Help for the Elderly, which is based in San Francisco. And she is one of 80 people who will carry the Olympic torch through San Francisco tomorrow.
And we're planning a talk again with Annie Chung so we can find out about her experience running with that Olympic torch.